pray thee.
Oh. I usually make a recording in the car where the sound quality is horrendous. Now, go on a walk with Lisa. Sound quality will be different. Lots of those, huh? Oops, I'm sorry. I was good. Okay. We're doing the dance. In there. Something like that. This goes over here, something like that. Oh. So yeah, I was looking at little portable swamp coolers for the office in here, because it's just wretchedly hot. I guess it gives Sam, who sleeps in there and spends time in there, would you call it an incentive? I don't know. No, well, God, that sounds like nasty. I know. It's getting there. That's why I said, you know, how many freaking sessions do they want to do before, you know, they're going to make a decision? And it's like, golly, man. Okay, well, they're not in any gosh dang rush. And who was I talking to? I forget. Somebody at church. And I was saying, I really hope they don't put him on one of those, you know,
service missions at home.
Yeah. The computer service missions where it's like, it says, then I'll have to live the freaking standards. What the heck is that? I'm sorry. And you go, well, isn't sacrifice good? I said, I already put up a freaking 2 years. What are you getting called again? Got a job, for Pete's sakes, man. Yes, ma'am? Thinking? But yeah, it says, doesn't that sound really petty of me? But the other person said, oh yeah. They said, that really wouldn't be good. I said, it saves me money on a mission, I suppose, but golly.
Has he ever been anybody to marry unless he gets away from
her?
Because there's nobody
here. Really, that really isn't the intent of a mission.
Okay.
Worked out good for us, but I don't know. These sparklers contain no magnesium, chlorates, or perchlorates, and are not regulated as a hazardous material for surface transportation under the provisions of APA Standard 87-1. They're made in Thailand. Well, I wonder what they are made of, if they're so darn safe. 5-piece, number 8, gold. Ah. But, you know, I guess just smile and take what comes, right? Not like we can really choose, decide, anything like that. Dun 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 dun. Hey! So when are we gonna get walking?
Waiting on that.
Oh. Golly. Okay. Be a pineapple, stand tall, wear a crown, and be sweet on the inside. Got all kinds of things that look different but say the same thing. This one says Hawaii with a pineapple. And this one's got, that's not a mason jar, but it's like a short, squat little pickle jar with pineapple, iced pineapple juice in it. Gosh, should I run out and take care of some business? Come back?
Well, we can knock on his door and say,
are you really coming or not?
He's in the bathroom, so that's good. We've been waiting for you. We thought maybe you died.
You didn't die? Good.
Yeah, I never die. I'm a ghost of flesh and blood.
The ghost of flesh and blood. There he is. All right, Matty Matt. You all set, buddy? Let's do it. It looks like it rained.
It did last night. I had to close the window. It was pouring into the house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The garden is all right.
Yeah, it looks like everything got a pretty
soaking.
Good dousing.
Well, we're not watering this morning.
Okay.
Look, we got little pieces up here. It was so flooded.
Wow. This is big. Oh, look, and there's a bee here working it over. Good job. I like it. Is this supposed to be the cantaloupes or something? Well, it looks different, so I'm thinking it's not a pumpkin. It's something else, which is good. Well, we got little patches of grass.
Yeah, if you look closely, some of it that is green.
You think?
Yeah.
Aww. Oh, the doggies. At least it waited to rain until after the fireworks show.
Yeah, I know.
That was awfully thoughtful. So, what you thinking about, LJ? Yeah, you got lots to do?
Well, Mondays are usually the day that I sit down and I start working on the letter for next
Friday. Oh no, I'm gonna screw you up then.
I
can do dishes.
Food.
Food? Yeah, you better stick with the food.
I've got
oh my. You tell him though. Well, I'll do dishes, so I don't have to fret that one. So I just need to stay out of your way, huh? I gotta...
My plantains finally became super ripe, which is what I was waiting for.
Your... Oh, yeah, those banana-like thingies.
I'm gonna put some quinoa, and then initially plant it in with quinoa.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna put it in a little pan.
Uh huh. Interesting. All right. Huh.
French
toast. Golly. All right. I'm gonna miss it. Well, that's part of the fun. What are you talking about? I'm with you, LJ. As much as I'm present, that's the tricky thing, is I'm usually not even around. Well, I only have 4 days of work this week. That's not bad. It's the holiday that keeps on giving, man. Oh, it is. Very much so. So yeah, I'm not going to worry about the air conditioning, the swamp cooling in that room until I get some definitive word about Sam and frankly Caleb. Maybe. I don't know. He was kind of interested in going up there and doing what Jelaine's doing. Can I tell you, man? Yeah. Well, it's not a bad time for that. Oh, golly, these guys really had a time. A lot of leftovers of fireworks there. Yes, the incendiaries. Well, it's not a bad time for it because actually used cars are selling at a real premium because of the stock and because they can't get computer chips for new cars. But people still want their cars, so they're really buying up used ones that are in good shape, and that's apparently, well, it's not very old. It's in pretty good shape. Well, he can use Sam's. They talked about it. I'm not offering anybody's stuff. I brought it up and Sam said okay. And Caleb said okay. I'm not doing anything out of turn. I'm sorry. They've already been talking about that one. Anyway, so, no, it's somewhat workable. But yeah, I don't think Kale wants to be around any more than we want him around, so I think he'll find something else. Although there's those two wastewater jobs here in town. Especially once the grass kind of says, hey, look, water, and goes crazy after this another big rain, and probably one tonight. Well, it's got a chance, yeah. But it seems like when we have chances, it happens, huh? Yeah, I wonder how much water is in the back of my boat. That's my first order of business when I get there tonight, is drain out the water. If I made it a little more level, I wouldn't have too many water problems. That may be something I want to do. I've got it at this kind of angle like this. Who? Yeah, well. I'm sorry, Lee.
Get away from him, I swear.
I love you. Hopefully the dog will not be jerky. Yeah. Just see what comes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's good to know I'm not totally out of shape. I'm making it up the hill. Not bad. Do you guys do the whole circuit again now?
We're starting today.
Perfect. Oh, God.
We've been going up and down this hill for 2 weeks.
Yeah?
We're going to go around.
All right. I'm with you. Boy, who took out the, did it get hit by somebody?
I don't know.
And they just cut it down?
For a couple of weeks it was laying in here, and then it disappeared.
Oh. So somebody must have hit it. But that's a sure,
it's pretty clean.
Yeah, looks like somebody cut it.
I'm thinking maybe somebody hit it, so they came through and cut it down to the thing.
Yeah. Back up again.
I know.
Because it's supposed to tell people you gotta, even though you got a nice.
Yeah.
Oops, I'm sorry. Woohoo! Nice downhill slide there. That you really want to do at 50. I'm sorry, we're going down, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, this isn't an air base or some, you know.
That was so nice.
Was it? Not to have to deal with that stuff?
Yeah, every dog is on a leash by its owner.
Yeah.
And I was like, one of the three.
Yeah.
If there was a dog, they walked clear around you.
And yet you live here in the wild, wild west, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I love you.
I love you too. There's a dinosaur up there.
I'm sorry, what?
For a second I thought it was Fred Flintstone that said it like that, but no, it was a dinosaur.
I don't know. Oh. I'm trying to think where that guy. Josh says that.
Yeah, who do you think he got?
Oh, I don't know. You got me there. I don't know.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Lee.
Sorry. It's not pleasant to walk when your heart's pumping because. You have a little bit of fear going through you.
That's true. No.
It's not much different, though, than when the day that Matt and I were walking and the coyotes started howling. Oh my gosh, that just chills all the way down my spine.
Oh my gosh.
So eerie sounding.
Yeah. Yeah, dead bird.
I'm not sure where they were.
Uh-huh. That's why the boat's nice. They can't get up in that thing.
They don't know how to climb the steps on the ladder.
Oh, I don't. That's kind of evolved. I'm not saying they couldn't do it, but yeah, I don't think it's interesting enough. Here's another dog for you, Lee.
Yeah, bigger one.
Yeah. He's having troubles. I think he's just letting the dog do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Well, you know, if it comes after me, I'm going to push you in its face.
Thanks.
I'm all protected, right?
What do you do all the days I'm not around?
Good morning. Good morning.
That's okay. For all the modern sensibilities around, I do know that my wife is not a particularly modern woman. I understand. It's okay. Everything's a trade-off, right? Must be fun for guys who their wives, you know, go off and have their own careers, their own everything, you know. But they get all the benefits of marriage and having kind of a paying roommate, you know, and you're going, I can see why that's an alluring thing. But I like Lisa Jean. And there is that. And the whirligig is spinning. Yeah. Andy was talking about that they got a vice president of diversity here at the college. It's a black lady. And I said, so does she have an axe to grind? And they all looked at me and I was like, what? Come on. I'm sorry. It doesn't care what color she is. It says if they got an axe to grind, they're going to make your life freaking miserable. Of course, if they're getting paid as a vice president of diversity, it may not matter if they have an axe to grind, you know. They're getting well paid to be jerky about this stuff, right? So he was saying everybody was supposed to do a video and you're supposed to, you know, it's for the promotion of the school, and they had the whole thing. You need to give your name and your preferred pronouns, and at first he was considering not doing it, and then he said, well, then I changed my mind. And I decided I would. It's like, okay, you're a better man than I am. Can I be honest? I said, frankly. And then Greg Talley piped up. And he said, you know, I said, I taught school here. And I was a police officer in a lot of other places. And he goes, I'm glad I'm retired from both. He's a little bitty frog. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's a tiny little fella. I think we'll see some more of them, Matt. When the water gets to this point, they come out. Boy, oh boy. Anyway. So, yeah. I guess I am always saying things that make these guys kind of get wide-eyed going, oh my gosh. I said, I've only got 5 years left. Says, and you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, to be honest, No, I didn't say this, but I was thinking. I said, maybe doing something on the internet. It's got some good aspects to it. You know, it's like Alex Jones. You can hate Alex Jones all you want to, but one thing that you know about it is, you know how Alex Jones feels, and you know how he's going to react to things, right? And you know that he's not going to pull any of those stunts. He's just not going to do it. But everybody knows that. So the people who are going to get weird and in his face about it, well, I don't even know. Most people don't get in each other's faces about it. It's all about compliance, you know, social pressure, crap like that. And you go, they already know Alex Jones when he's coming, right? So they already know what to expect, and if you choose to start bellyaching at him because he's not using pronouns, most people would look back at you and say, how stupid are you? You knew he wouldn't do that. Everybody knows he doesn't do that. You know? I think that's kind of part of what the scriptures say about opening your mouth. I said, make sure that you're known and that your positions are known too, along with how you feel about Jesus Christ. Boy, Alex Jones is big on that one too. He talks about God all the time. You know, he's a... Is there another little frog? Boy, that one's smaller than the other one, I think.
Yeah.
How'd you see him?
Like the shadow.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Oh, because I was just looking at him. I said, he looks just like the blacktop, man.
I know.
He's perfectly suited for this territory. Still going to get ran over if he's not careful. Oh. Thank goodness. Oh, that's right, it's the summer. I forget that.
It is July.
It is July. Oh, Father, let's just keep on a going. So, yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. When people say, so you're going to do 5 years? And you go, well, I've got the option because I invested in the pension. In 2 years, I've got enough time and I'm old enough that I could draw the pension if I wanted to. Therefore, I don't technically have to work. You know, it wouldn't be as big. Well, having 2.5 years at that level's good too. It's not as good. But it's pretty good. Hey, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to stand of it. If it gets any worse than it is for being just... I can't work in these situations anymore. I think I'm pretty insulated from it at the moment. If I just keep my trap shut, don't say much. I'm not... I'm not starting some weird podcast right now because I don't have the pension. I don't want to screw the pension particularly. So, yeah. So, in a couple of years, there will be some choices to make. Not that I have to make a choice right then. I can always work a little longer, you know, do this and do that. Not gonna play the game of, oh no, you'll keep your trap shut because we'll kind of scare you and say that you might lose your pension. You go, dude, if I put in all the stuff and it's legal and you try not to give it to me, I'm sicking the lawyers on you. You're kidding me. No way. Because I said, that'll be some notoriety on which to start the podcast, right? It always helps to have something that makes people interested in it. So he says, yeah, you can choose that, but you'll be feeding the beast. And I'll profit off of it handsomely and sue the snot out of you at the same time. Well, what would you like? And he'd go, yeah, I says, I'm gonna stick it on you. Because the state has reneged on its promise. You can even change the laws to make it that way and it won't matter. I'll still come after you. So yeah, no, they aren't gonna touch it. If you start, because yeah, if they start poking at it. Oh yeah, but that's coming up in 6 months. Whatever. Fine. Boy, Lisa's counting this stuff for me. She's awesome.
December, right?
December 1st. No, November 30th. Last day of November.
December
1st. Also a calculated move. I wanted to make sure I had enough time in so I could take the winter break. That was important. I wanted to get paid.
Yeah.
They have the option of not paying me for that week off if I haven't been there long enough. At least Eastern pulled that stunt. I said, I would have to say they all kind of go in cahoots with each other. Each one's a little different, but not very different. Anyway, it's that whole thing about you gotta be as wise as a serpent, but as gentle as a dove, right?
Yeah.
And you go, it's okay. I'll be gentle, but I'll still sick those lawyers on you. I know they're Dobermans. They'll have fun with you. It'll be a good old time. Lawyer wouldn't want that job. They said, oh, this is a guaranteed win. This is a guaranteed win. And I go, you know, whatever fees you want to charge, man. We're going to get that as damages, and you'll get your money, and I'll get mine, and we'll all be happy. How about those apples? Said, it's okay, I don't even have to get a lawyer involved at first if they want to pull the stunt. Well, he was doing this, he was doing that. He was about 2 inches from being fired anyway. And I go, says, Kevin, doesn't matter. He says, I worked, I did that. If you fire me on that kind of thing, I said, I think I'm still going to see the snot out of you. And win, so you might as well not even bother. Just leave Nemro alone. And you could even start a podcast based on that, too. It'd be a lot better if they actually tried to pull the stunt, but it's not bad. It's good enough.
I agree, Matt.
Looks like we just hiked up all the way
here. Yeah, time to hike down.
Woohoo! Oh, and the sun's coming up pretty good. It's quite the day. Quite the day. Oh, Lisa.
Yeah.
I love you. So, yeah.
Even though I have been puffed.
Yeah. And the next 5 years, I think, are going to be pretty, pretty pivotal for a lot of things. I think we're going to follow Canada. I think they're going to try to write laws that, you know, force this stuff. It's kind of interesting that they don't even have to, huh? Well, he's lucky he's out of the country most of the time. He's been in Russia and Bulgaria and places like that. I don't even know if he's made it home to Canada yet. I don't know if he cares about Canada anymore. Yeah, I know. See? And that's kind of part of what you do, is you push against this stuff. And it makes you notorious. And boy, is that a good way to do it. Yeah, he makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Not that I'm just thinking about money, but, you know, when people say, oh, this is going to ruin our economy. I said, are you kidding? This is not going to ruin your economy. It's going to dwarf your pension. It's almost like, oh, I should have done this 10 years ago and just said, oh, to blazes with the pension. And it's like, no, why don't you have both? It's nice to have a little, you know, it's like the $1,000 from the sale of the house that we get every month for a little while longer. You know, it's nice. You can put it into a savings account if you want. You know, if there's something special that's coming up and you say, you know what, let's just put it, stick it in the bank. Getting ready for that. Maybe the pension will be like that. And you can talk. Heck, you can talk until you're dead. Look at President Nelson. It's a magnificent thing. And I can put together my own equipment. I don't have to rely particularly on the cloud, and they can say, no, we're not gonna, you know, we're gonna cut you off because we just don't want to be involved with somebody like you. And you go, fine, good. I says, frankly, I was just dealing with you because you were kind of convenient. I don't need the convenience. You're not gonna cut me off. This is the kind of crap I used to do. Was putting together systems that could do stuff like this. Easy, easy. And it'd be fun to be able to talk about that, you know, and say, yep, this is Alex Jones, I think, banked quite good at different times, and he's been out there for over 30 years. Anyway, depending on all the things that he's up to. And if it's a little slow of a news day, he can always talk about all the warnings he gets from service providers saying that they're not gonna work with him anymore because he's so incendiary. And you're going, he's not incendiary. He just says things that people do not want to hear, especially the powers that be. Like that whole harp thing I was showing you. I don't think if you ever got that. That thing's a big microwave station. When they say, the Russians are using microwaves to destroy our drones, and you go, dude, we've been doing that for 30 years. Even before there were drones. Just found a new application for them. It's up in Alaska. They've been doing experiments with what it can do. I think they were... One of the ideas was that they were trying to see if they could use microwaves bounced off of the atmosphere and back down to the earth to try to set off earthquakes. And I think they even had some papers because some guys were saying, hey, if we trigger these earthquakes before the tension gets really big, like on the San Andreas Fault, it won't cause as much damage. So it's kind of half exposed. And you're going, if you can do it for some good reason, who's to say you're not doing it for something nefarious? You know? Isn't it nice if there's some enemy that you don't like, they're doing something, and you can send an earthquake to their place. You know, and you can sit there and go, twiddle your thumbs and say, wow, how unfortunate for you. And they say, we all know what you've been doing up there in Alaska. We know what that crap's all about. But they go, can you prove it? It sounds kind of far-fetched to us. And you're going, yeah, I can't really start a big, you know, a big brouhaha about it because I sound like an idiot when I do. And so the Russians have to back down on it. And you go, man, it's a fantastic weapon. And so, and they had closed it down for a while. All of a sudden now, it's opened back up. What's going on? And it's like, oh. I don't know if it opened during Trump or if it opened up since Biden's been in. But yeah, it's back up and it's back. I guess they're doing, quote, experiments again. And where do you hear about it? From Alex Jones. As usual. The guy who said the Oklahoma bombing was staged. And you go, yeah, you can see that. It looks like it was staged. After they went in and looked at it, there was thermite stuff going on attached to load-bearing walls. And you're going, I don't remember anybody ever accusing Timothy McVeigh of being able to get in there and set up explosives inside. Of course, the 9/11 stuff, you know, where Alex predicted it like a week and a half or two or three before it happened. He said everything's in place. According to all the reports I've seen, he's like that beautiful mind guy for just being able to string together all these stories from here and there and coming up with a conclusion. And he's right, because I think it's true what I've been postulating for a long time. Evil has to kind of say what it's going to do. It can try to hide it, you know, put it in obscure places, leak it to some little bitty newspaper somewhere that nobody reads. But it's got to be out there and publicly available. And then Satan will help them do it. It's like some kind of weird rule with Satan. You have to be able to be exposed. And Alex Jones is a freaking bloodhound, man. And he now, the more popular he gets, the more stuff gets funneled to him, right? You know, from people who are kind of sympathetic to him. They'll say, hey, I got this, and I got this, and I got this, and I got this here. I'm giving it to Alex Jones. You know. So, yeah. And it's been funny. Not that he's predicted everything. But, yeah. His whole basic premise is, which is, there is evil here, and it is working it. And sometimes we see him coming, and we warn you about it. And everybody thinks I'm crazy. And they all come off as if, oh, Alex Jones is evil. And you go, what the heck's evil about? Except the fact that you don't want evil to be exposed. It says, that would be the only reason why you could really be weird about Alex Jones. To the point to where you say, we need to shut him down. He's just dangerous. And you're going, what? This is, most people think he's a kook. Logic would say, let him rave. If he isn't gonna last. if he's really just kind of making crap up, right? He says, but he's been going fine. I don't know if his audience is getting all that much bigger, but a whole lot of people quote him, a lot more now quote him than ever quote him before. Oh. Go Dot. My trusty steed. Not a bad analogy either, only 70 horsepower. This thing's probably got 500. Nah, it doesn't. Oh, maybe it does, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Poor Andy. He put a trailer receiver on the back of his Prius. And he's got some stuff, you know, he's got one of those racks on the back, and he's got some stuff on the back. Every once in a while, the sensor freaks because there's not supposed to be anything back there, and it slams on the brakes when he's trying to back up. And he's like, oh. And he said, all the manuals said you weren't supposed to do this. And you go, yeah, I know. But he didn't do that because, you know, it's new, and I'm sure it's under some kind of a warranty. So he doesn't want to be screwing with it. You go, that's the problem with warranties. It stops you from doing what you really probably should have done in the first place. We're back. Oh, that's good. I need some water. Oh, I gotta turn this off. That was, how long was it? 52 minutes. Not.